Jacob J.
I play trumpet.
Dalton Sharp. I played saxophone.
Jacob J. and Dalton Sharp perform jazz professionally as the J. Sharp Tet, plus Jay's a music teacher at Tapestry Charter School. They owe a lot of that to their time playing in the Hutch Tech High School band.
Without Hutch Tech, I wouldn't be a musician at all.
What would you be?
That's a great question. Really, like, what would I be without music? A totally different person, for sure.
But they wish there had been more support for band when they attended Hutch Tech from 2005 to 2009. They would have liked to have rehearsed during the school day, as opposed to early in the morning before school.
We'd talk about it as students, and we'd ask our teacher about it, and he would tell us that, like, no, they told me no, that's not going to happen.
Almost as if they wouldn't support it as much as every other class.
Music classes held outside their regular school days one of the core issues in teachers' and parents' lawsuits against Buffalo Public Schools. The litigation alleges students at Hutch Tech and across the district are not getting the kind of music education required by New York State. Jay and Sharp say former Hutch Tech band director Ben Boyer made sure concert band and jazz band got together before school, but getting there early in the morning wasn't always easy.
Streets not shoveled or plowed or anything like that, so transportation is always tough.
Yeah, I had to walk to school, and it was about a mile, and most days in the winter, my hair would be frozen by the time we got in school.
Hutch Tech administrators say this kind of scheduling is necessary. Hutch Tech is an engineering school with career and technical education requirements. Jay and Sharp say that same environment made them feel music was less important, like when Jay told a guidance counselor he was applying to music school.
Their first response is, you shouldn't do that. You know, that's not a good idea, you're not going to make any money.
Jay and Sharp say they're saddened that it's come to lawsuits, but hope it can be a first step towards resolving the district's music issues. Jay just purchased a house in Kenmore, where his wife teaches music at Kenmore East High School. While they wanted to live in the city of Buffalo, they didn't want their future children to attend Buffalo Public Schools.
Both as music teachers, music's really important to us, and having our future potential children be able to be in a school with a high-quality music program is really important to us.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.